Bill, Bonnie, and Emily, we're back again to tell you about that fishing trip. And it was down to our camp down on Tuscarora Lake. And Bumblepuss and Peppersnook and Pudgy and Smudgy had come down for a swim because it was a hot summer's day and they were hot and wanted to cool off. And they brought their bathing trunks and they were bathing suits. And they were going to go swimming. And they saw these fishing rods there and they said, can we go fishing? So Peppersnook said, sure, I'll take you all fishing. And Tom Kane and Julie Slack and Sarah Slack were there and they said, we want to go fishing too. So Peppersnook said, well, you can all go. So they got Pop Graham's boat out and got their fishing equipment. And Tom Kane, yeah, I said you were there. Tom Kane went with them too. He was down there swimming. And they went out and they had to get some worms to put on their hooks to try and catch the fish because the fish like the worms. And they bite the worms and the worms are on the hook and then the fish gets on the hook and you pull them into the boat and you have a fish.
And
they caught the fish, right.
They caught the fish.
So they had to dig quite a little.
They caught the fish.
Cut the fish. Oh, okay. So they had quite a time getting all the worms dug up. And they got some big, fat, juicy ones that they knew the fish would like. And then Peppersnook started up the motor, and away they went. And they went over to the other side of the lake. And they stopped and turned off the motor and started fishing. Well, sure enough, before long, Bumblepuss felt something jiggling in his line. And he said, it must be a fish. And he tried to pull it in, and it was too big for him. He couldn't even get in there because he was a little guy.
Yeah, because he might fall in.
He might fall in, so he got Tom Kane to help him pull the fish in. And Tom came over and got a hold of it, and Bumblepuss, and between them, they got the fish in, and it was about a foot and a half long. It was about 18 inches long. It was a big fish.
It was as long
so they
as
got,
this table?
No, about this long, only about that long.
From
about as long as the newspaper is there.
This newspaper?
Yes. And they got it in the boat, and then Peppersnook had to take the hook out of it. And he wasn't too used to taking the hook out of a fish, you know. And he looked down at it, and he said, whoo, like that. You know, he got all excited. And he's a booty man, and he had to go, brrr, like that. And finally he got his nerve up, and he got the hook out of the fish. And they had the one fish in the boat. Well, then they went over, and there was a pole sticking out of the water, and they decided to tie the boat up to the pole, and so kind of anchored it. They did, and they got a fish on the line. Julie got a fish on the line, and the fish swam around this post, and it wrapped the line around it, and they couldn't unwrap the fishing line because the fish was wrapped around the line was wrapped around the post. So Pudgy and Smudgy said, we'll take care of that. And they were real good swimmers, Pudgy and Smudgy, even though they were just little guys, they were good swimmers. So they dove off and they dove down and they went down where the fish was wrapped around the pole and they got on his tail and they scared him around and they made him unwrap the line from around the pole. They made him swim around this way, and it unwrapped the line, and when it was all unwrapped, then Julie pulled him into the boat. But she was a big girl, and it wasn't too big a fish, so she got him in all right. And Peppersnook had to take it off the hook again, and of course he had to go into his act, and he went, brrr, like that. And he got the fish off. And finally, they got three more fish. Tom got one, and Sarah got a big one. And Bumblepuss, of course, he got that one he couldn't pull in. And the only one that didn't get a fish were Pudgy and Smudgy and Peppersnook. But they got enough fish, so they brought them home. And Pop Graham had to clean the fish and scale them. You know what scale a fish means?
Yeah,
had to take the scales off.
Scale the fish.
And then Grammy, well, a fish has scales instead of a skin. It has scales on it. You have to scrape them off before you can cook it. And then Grammy cooked the fish for him for breakfast the next morning. So that's the end of that story, Billy Bobby. Goodbye for now.
Goodbye, Billy. Bear.